Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. I don't know if you watch the same movies that I do. I like to think that you do. But does anybody... Thanks. No, we don't watch the movies you do. But getting back to the subject at hand, thank you. I always take a look at guards in movies because they stink at their jobs. We watch guards and soldiers, and most often they're supposed to be the best of the best, top of the line. Except they're not. People are always sneaking out from under their nose. When they fight, they lose all the time. Now, what a guard is supposed to be like. They're supposed to be able to stand strong and take care of things. But it never seems to work out for the guards. See, this is not unlike us, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Because we have a call as Christians. In our text today, we are called to keep God's commandments. Now, I know when we hear keep the commandments, we often think of obedience. However, in the Greek, the word that is translated as keep is most appropriately translated more as guard. You see, we're called to guard the commandments, the law, God's word. You see, we are to hold it close, to meditate on it, to read it, to inwardly digest it, as the prayer says. But you see, we, more often than not, don't even do that. We don't guard God's commandments. We don't guard His word. Because we like what we think and feel more than what God has to say. Because let's face it, many of us are always under the impression that we are right all the time. That it's our way, no highway option. A great example of this is the sexual orientation revolution and the gender picking of our day. You see, we love to hear these things and to just buy into it. But we come to find out by going to God's word, and it is a hard truth, that it is wrong. There is no more way to say it than that it is wrong, because God says it is wrong. You see, He has designed things to be a certain way. But you see, we think and feel otherwise more often than not. Now, I'm not doubting that we do not struggle with it. In fact, God never promises that we will not struggle with the things of this life. But you see, we remain unfaithful to God. For you see, that is His main concern, is that we remain faithful to Him and His word. And He's very, very pointed about these things. Because if it's about what we feel as good, and what we like to think is better, we find those more trustworthy than God Himself. But you see, this is the unfaithfulness to God and His word. In fact, this is unbelief. Yes, there's a lack of holding God's commandments, holding His word sacred, and gladly hearing and learning from it. This shows a lack of trust in God and complete trust in ourselves. The problem is we are all fallen, sin-filled human beings who are incapable of being only dead apart from Christ. See, we should be ashamed of thinking this way, because God's law tells us to be so. So do we really want to put our trust in our thinking and our feelings that are fallen? For I ask, as well, God asked Abraham so long ago, where were you when God was laying the foundations of creation? The answer is, you weren't even there. Even farther, where were you when God was forming you in the womb of your mother? You see, you were there, but you were helpless. You see, through our arrogance of sin, we come to determine that we know better than God. You see, this side is even more stubborn than God, because at least through God, there's allowance for repentance and forgiveness. For you see, if we say this and that is contrary to God's word, we are unfaithful to Him. You see, God, however, He knows that we are incapable of obedience and faithfulness to Him. You see, it is just like the wedded love and faithfulness we all love to say at our vows at our weddings. But you see, we as the bride fall short time and time again. You see, the good news, however, is this, that even though we remain unfaithful and disobedient, God is faithful to you. You see, God says that He will be yours. That is why He sent Christ for you, to forgive you all those feelings and all those thoughts that are contrary to what He says. See, we were once dead to sin, but we are now alive in Christ. See, we are now capable of being faithful to Him through Christ, who is faithful even unto death upon a cross. You see, if God wanted our obedience, there would be no room for forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is why Jesus had to be sent for you, and to release you from bondage to yourselves and your way of thinking and feeling. But do not think that there is not forgiveness for you, for there is, and it is abundant, over abundant. You see, Christ came to rescue you and give you His word of forgiveness, life, and salvation into eternity. That is why He has baptized you through the waters of your baptism, to mark you as His own, to declare that you are His, and that He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why He gives you His body and His blood, given and shed for you when you are partaking of it time and time again. Because He wants His gifts to be overabundant for you, He gives it time and time again. That's why He's given you this place, why He's given you your pastor, to give you those means of grace that get you from this life into the next. Yes, we are unfaithful and disobedient all the time. But you see, God guards and protects you through His word and His sacraments. He guards and protects you when you cannot do it for yourself. That's His love for you. And He has released you from those bonds of sin, death, and the devil. The bonds that our conscience often brings us to. You see, that is what He has conquered for you. And will always show you and tell you and do for you time and time again. So you see, He has loved you. Now He abides in His love with you, giving you the ability to guard His commandments, to keep it close, to abide in it, to meditate on it. And it is a gift, your brothers and sisters in Christ, a gift that God wants you to have more abundantly now than ever. And so live with that confidence that even though you do fall short, He did not fall short for you, and that He strengthens you now and into eternity. Amen. It's now with that same peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Guard your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. If you would please stand.